Jason take Julia to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
To have, to hold, to love, cherish, honor, and protect?
I do.
To shield from terrors known and unknown? To lie, to deceive, to live a double life? To fail to prevent her abduction, erase her identity, force her into hiding, take away all she has known?
Stop.
In a selfish, futile, fleeting attempt to escape your own true self.
Please, stop.
And Julia, do you choose to accept?
Don't.
I do.
No.
You should have killed me, Ethan.
Fate whispers to the warrior, a storm is coming. And the warrior whispers back, I am the storm.
Anarchist Solomon Lane. Since you captured him 2 years ago, his absence from the world stage has had unintended consequences. His syndicate of rogue covert operatives continues to wreak havoc around the globe. The CIA's Special Activities Division has relentlessly hunted Lane's elite network of hostiles, but many remain unknown and at large. The remnants of this extremist splinter cell refer to themselves as the Apostles. They have since adopted a policy of terror for hire, making them an even greater threat. They are responsible for the recent smallpox outbreak in Indian-controlled Kashmir along the borders of China and Pakistan, threatening one-third of the world's population. The epidemic is being contained, but intelligence would indicate that a new client has hired the Apostles for a more ambitious operation. They have been contacted by this man, an unidentified extremist known only by the codename John Lark, author of this apocalyptic manifesto calling for the destruction of the current world order. It is believed Lark is responsible for the disappearance of Norwegian nuclear weapons specialist Niels Delbruck. Dr. Delbruck's security clearance was revoked after he expressed fiercely anti-religious views. Meanwhile, the Apostles have been in contact with elements of the Eastern European underworld who are in possession of 3 plutonium cores stolen from a missile base in Eastern Russia. This would indicate that John Lark and the Apostles are working together to acquire functioning nuclear weapons. Nest estimates that a man with Delbruck's knowledge, using the materials in play, could complete 3 nuclear weapons in as little as 72 hours. These devices would be man-portable and deployable anywhere on Earth overnight. In the hands of John Lark and the Apostles, these weapons represent an unprecedented threat to countless millions. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to prevent the Apostles from acquiring plutonium using any means at your disposal. If you or any members of your IMF team are caught or killed, the Secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions. Good luck, Ethan. This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
He's late. He's never late.
He'll be here.
I don't like it. Something about this guy, it just really gives me the creeps.
Okay, just relax.
I'm relaxed.
You don't sound relaxed. Luther, does he sound relaxed to you?
He sounds terrified.
Please, I'm not terrified. I just have a bad feeling, is all.
I thought you said you were relaxed.
It's entirely possible to be relaxed and extremely uneasy at the same time.
No, sir.
You do it all the time.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, he doesn't.
I'm supposed to believe that you are perfectly relaxed.
Right here, now, in a dark alleyway, waiting to buy black market plutonium from a psychic.
Benji, I won't let anything happen to you.
See, Benji, you're perfectly safe.
That's easy for you to say. You're in the van.
Well, you want to be in the field, tough guy.
And tonight, Luther, I would like to be in the van.
He's here.
Oh, God.
Have that money ready, Luther.
Copy. Ethan, do you copy? Do you copy?
Are we finally going to do this or not? I have survived in this business with the help of a voice in my head. This voice is never wrong. And whenever I meet you, it tells me the same thing.
What's that?
Nothing. I'm here to do business. Tell the voice to flip a coin.
What's that? This is a beryllium rod, which is causing a reaction with the plutonium inside the core. What's that?
The money?
Money. Bring the money. Luther, bring the money. We're gonna need that money, Luther.
Kill them.
I got it!
Luther, do you copy? Luther!
Apostles do for you. Hunt.
What do you want?
You boxed in, Hunt. Give us the plutonium and walk away.
Benji, get the car.
I don't think I can do that.
Benji, get the car.
Deal, Hunt. Give us the plutonium and we won't kill your friend.
Don't you do it, Ethan. Not for me.
I'm going to count to three. One. Two.
Luther. Sorry.
Three.
Sorry. I didn't know what else to do.
Well, good.
You okay?
I should be dead.
We should all be dead. Why aren't we?
Where's the plutonium?
If you're just joining us, three massive explosions have gone off simultaneously in what appears to be a coordinated attack. This image is live in Rome, looking toward the Vatican, and is as close as our cameras can get. It is believed that the Pope was in residence at the time of the blast. Also live, we're looking at Jerusalem from just outside the city. Also live, the holy city of Mecca. From the USS Ronald Reagan in the Red Sea off the coast of Saudi Arabia, radiation has been detected, indicating that nuclear weapons were used in these unspeakable attacks.
Ethan.
No word on casualties yet, but we can assume the death toll is catastrophic. Early reports suggest the weapons used would require highly specialized knowledge that very few people possess. The question now is, who would attack all three of these holy sites and why? The attacks occurred at precisely the same moment, just over an hour ago, at 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Within minutes of the attack, Congress ordered an emergency recess and the Capitol building was evacuated. The President of the White House has declared a state of emergency, placing the military on highest alert.
Would you excuse us, please? Dr. Delbrook.
We know who you are. We read the manifesto. We found your lab.
There's never been peace without first a great suffering. The greater the suffering, the greater the peace. See, this will unite them. When they read this manifesto, they'll understand.
Nobody's going to read that manifesto, ever. I can promise you that.
What day is it? How long have I been here?
What's the last thing you remember?
I was driving. Someone hit me.
That was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
This is yours, isn't it? It's how Lark communicated with you.
Lark?
John Lark. We know all about him.
You know nothing.
There's information in this phone that could lead us to him. And you have the passcode.
You think Lark's the enemy, huh? You. Well, whoever you are the enemy. You're why the system survives. Why the suffering goes on.
Shut up. We don't care about you. We want Lark.
What if we make a deal?
No, there's no deal, Luther. Step outside. Ethan, give me 5 minutes with this guy.
Ethan, I can't let you do that. That's not who we are.
Well, maybe we need to reconsider that.
What if they read the manifesto on the air?
What, you can do that?
We can do it with a phone call.
Well, if he reads Lark's manifesto...
No.
I'll give you the passcode.
Ethan! Think, Ethan. Think of the greater good, please.
Yeah, you do that.
Sir. No, he won't cooperate. Yes, sir. If we read the manifesto on the air. I'm sorry, sir.
Trading and global markets plummeted. Stand by. I'm told we're about to get some additional information. I've just been handed a document from Mills Delbrook, a nuclear weapons specialist who claims to have built the weapons used in these attacks. I've been asked to read this manifesto in its entirety. There has never been peace without first a great suffering. The greater the suffering, the greater the peace. As mankind is drawn to a self-destruction like a moth to the candle, the so-called defenders of peace, the church, the government, the law, work tirelessly to save humanity from itself.
Well, it's not going to help you now.
But by averting disaster, they serve to delay a peace...
What's done is done.
...that can only come through an inevitable baptism of fire. The suffering I bring you is not the beginning of the end. It is the beginning of a greater mutual understanding...
To begin.
...through common suffering. It is the first step toward the ultimate brotherhood of man.
We got it.
The suffering I bring you is the bridge...
Go.
Thank you.
Did we get it?
Of course we got it.
Told you we'd get it.
I don't understand. The attacks didn't happen?
The car accident you were in, that was an hour ago.
I was driving the other car.
What's done is done. And what we say is done.
When you unlock, led us to a server in Iceland where we managed to decrypt and communicate between John Lark and this woman, Alana Mitsopoulos, activist and philanthropist whose charity work has earned her the nickname the White Widow. It's all a front for her real trade, arms dealing, money laundering, extensive political connections provided with protection. Now, Lark and the Widow are meeting tonight to negotiate delivery of an unspecified package, which we can only assume is our missing plutonium. They'll make contact in a private lounge at the Grand Palais in Paris during her annual fundraising event. The details are in the file. If Mark isn't there by midnight, the Widow will leave and sell the package to the highest bidder, which gives you 2 hours from now to find Lark.
Sir, I think there's something you need to know.
I'm going
to
stop you right there. You had a terrible choice to make in Berlin. Recover the plutonium or save your team. You chose your team and now the world is at risk. Some flaw deep in your core being simply won't allow you to choose between one life and millions. Now you see that as a sign of weakness. To me, that's your greatest strength. It also tells me I can count on you to cover my ass, because coming over here from the CIA was a lateral move. Some say a step down. But I did it because of you. Don't make me regret it.
Make the call.
Shut him down.
What do you think you're doing, Erica?
It may be your mission, but this is the CIA's plane. It doesn't take off without my say-so.
We don't have time for this.
I have a team in Paris ready to grab Lark as soon as he leaves the Palais. A G5 standing by to rendition him to Gizmo where Waterboard is waiting.
Spend 24 hours we don't have to pull a confession we can't trust from a man we haven't positively identified?
No.
We need reliable intelligence and we need it now. This scenario is precisely why the IMF exists.
The IMF is Halloween, Alan. A bunch of grown men in rubber masks playing trick-or-treat. And if he had held on to the plutonium in Berlin, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
And his team would be dead.
Yes. They would. That's the job. And that's why I want one of my own men on the scene to appraise the situation. Agent Walker, Special Activities.
His reputation precedes.
You use a scalpel. I prefer a hammer.
The answer is no. I have operational authority here, direct from the president. You have a problem with that, you take it up with him.
I have already, and he agrees with me. My man goes, or no one goes. No one comes between you and that plutonium. Not Hunt, not his team, not anyone.
White Widow has spies at every level of government. This plane is posing as a commercial airliner so we can jump into France undetected. The Widow's meeting Lark at the VIP lounge at midnight. No one would be admitted without a pre-issued electronic ID band. We've acquired the unique RFID number for Lark's band, allowing us to locate it with these. Find that ID band, you find Lark.
Then what?
Then, I assume his identity. Make contact with the Widow. She takes us to the package.
People actually fall for this shit. How do you intend to make Lark cooperate?
I bump him in the crowd. In 10 seconds, he'll look like any other drunk at the party. Incoherent and completely pliable. After I borrow his face, you walk him out the front door and hand him the Sloan's extraction team.
You're not getting rid of me that easily, Hans.
That's not what this is about.
Sure it is. I know you don't want me on this detail. But let's face it. If you'd made the hard choice in Berlin, I wouldn't be here.
If you hadn't gunned down the syndicate agent they sent you to find, I wouldn't be here. That's right, I know all about you. You're why we don't have a living witness who can identify John Lark or the Apostles.
If you have a problem with my methods, you can always stay behind. Your mission, should you choose to accept it. Isn't that the thing?
2 minutes to decompression.
Suit up. The Widow is meeting Lark in 30 minutes. Is your oxygen on? There's no atmosphere at this altitude. I don't need you blacking out of me. Hey, your heads-up display is a built-in guidance system. Follow it. To the target, open your chute when the system says not before and definitely not after. Or the last thing that goes through your mind will be your kneecaps. Is that clear?
Crystal.
Need to rethink this.
Out of my way, Hunt.
Walker, we got a problem. There's a storm and we need to...
Enough talk. I'll see you in Paris.
Walker!
Doctor!
Tree Captain. Deploy. 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 Deploy.
Oh, God.
Looks like you lost your oxygen.
That's where the widow is meeting Lark. The needle.
Didn't need it.
Get him up.
Hey,
on
c'est pas méchant.
Qu'est-ce qu'on fait, Jean-Larve ? On va pas vous manger.
On y va ?
Avec quoi ?
Still make a mask.
I need a face to make a mask.
Sorry. I was aiming for his chest.
What are you doing here?
It's good to see you too.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. You are
an old friend.
Cancel extraction. Code blue. Then sanitation. North men's room.
You didn't answer my question. What are you doing here?
That's it. Just take it easy. That's it. Just keep your head back until the bleeding stops.
Where is it?
Hey, we got Julio's seat. Hey.
You're not here by accident. Who sent you?
I can't tell you that.
What are you doing?
I had a date with White Widow.
He had a date with the widow. You look nothing like him.
Now, we have to hope they never met.
Hope is not a strategy.
Oh, you must be new.
I have no other choice. The White Widow's our only lead. I've got to be this guy for 5 minutes.
Don't do it.
What? What is it? What aren't you telling me?
You don't understand what you're involved in.
I don't understand what I'm involved in. I don't understand what I'm involved in. What am I involved in?
If you're meeting the widow, she leaves in 3 minutes.
Ethan.
I'll make it work.
Ethan.
I'll make it work.
My name's Walker.
Yeah? You're welcome.
What do you think you're doing?
I'm going with you.
Like hell you are.
People have been sent here to kill Locke.
No shit.
No, not me. Contractors. Paid assassins. They don't know what he looks like. They only know he's meeting the widow at midnight. If you go through with this, they're going to believe you're Locke and they're going to kill you.
How do you know all this?
I can't tell you that.
You should have stayed out of the game.
You should have come with me. The This charity was started in honor of my mother. Those of you who knew her understood her strength, her tenacity, her resourcefulness. But there was another side to her, a side most people never saw. It is that part of her spirit that has brought us all together tonight. Max was something of a paradox. She had a fascination for paradoxes, a fascination she passed on to me. Max had no illusions about the world we live in today, but she had dreams of a very different future, one in which her unique talents were no longer required. All she earned from the way the world is went ultimately to making it what it could someday be. That future isn't here yet. Tonight, your contributions have brought it just a little closer. Thank you for coming. Enjoy the party. You can't possibly be John Mark.
I'm not, actually. It's an alias.
I suppose it's better than John Doe. Is there another name you prefer?
Is there someone we could talk about?
In fact, I like Lark. What's the certain ring?
Yeah, we don't have a lot of time.
I'll be honest with you, a man of your reputation, I was expecting someone uglier.
I don't remember because Steve, Sam is ugly as they come. And I'll be honest with you, your life is in danger. Don't you touch her.
Relax, it's my brother. Being rude to our guests, Zola.
Time to go.
Don't turn this into a scene.
You don't want to be with this one?
You're saying?
Your life is in danger.
And who would want to kill me?
The Americans, for starters.
If that were true, I would know it.
Do you think you're the only one with spies in the government? If there are people here who don't want this meeting to happen, don't believe me? Look around. I know what you're thinking. Maybe they're not here for you. Maybe they're just here for me. Are you willing to take that chance? You have something I want. Right now, that makes me the only person you can trust to get you out of here alive. Or would you rather leave that to your brother?
I think I'd like to go home now, Mr. Mark.
Thank you. French government took receipt of the assets at noon today. Delivery will be via air to the finance ministry at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. An armored motorcade under heavy police escort will transport him via this route. We'll create a diversion at this intersection here. The motorcade will automatically take the pre-planned alternate route here, where we'll extract the asset.
Extract the asset. The asset.
We paid a great deal of money for this information. They gave us everything but this man's name.
Do you happen to know who he is, do you?
His name is Solomon Lane, British special agent turned anarchist. He used rogue covert operatives to create a terror network called the Syndicate. Sabotage, assassination, mass murder.
As ugly as they come.
He was captured by American agents 2 years ago. Since then, he's been in a never-ending interrogation, passed around from one government to another to answer for his crimes.
You seem displeased, Locke.
Perhaps I didn't make myself clear. I came to Paris for plutonium.
Well, there must be a misunderstanding. I'm just a broker. I connect a buyer and a seller. My seller's not interested in cash, so if you want the plutonium...
Extract Lane. And make a trade.
That's right.
How do I know the seller has what I want?
Down payment in good faith. The courier will deliver two more within 48 hours in exchange for him.
All right. What happens after the diversion? Kill everyone. That's your plan.
There will be no witnesses.
What's my guarantee that Lane walks out of this thing alive?
He's in an armored box. We'll pull him out when it's safe. You want your plutonium? This is the price.
Would you draw the line at killing cops?
That's John Lark you're talking to.
I murder women and children with smallpox. I have no life.
Right. Sleep well, everyone. Busy day tomorrow.
You have got to be kidding me.
If you want Lane out of prison, this is how he gets to.
I wanted Lark to break him out, not Ethan Hunt. I wanted Lark at the exchange, not Ethan Hunt. I wanted Lark to lead us to the plutonium and the apostles.
You may still get your chance.
Have you forgotten about the corpse we pulled out of the men's room at the Grand Palais?
I'm guessing that wasn't Lark. More likely one of Lark's recruits.
Not according to our intelligence.
Intelligence gathered by whom?
Hunt.
You've long held suspicions that Lark was an American agent. Someone who knew our every move. Someone who could come and go like a ghost.
You're suggesting Hunt is John Lark. You're reaching, Walker. Trying to save your ass. It won't work.
Think about it. Would a man as careful as Lark really stick his neck out like that for a face-to-face with a White Widow?
He'd send a proxy.
A decoy. If he was really smart, he'd have his lady friend kill that decoy in front of a reliable witness. Me. The dragnet is closing in on his terrorist alter ego, so he pays a man to play the part of Lark and has him killed. But under the guise of serving his country.
Assumes his own secret identity.
Free to operate at will, with the full support of the U.S. government.
Why? Why would Hunt turn?
Why did Lane do it? Why did any of his apostles? They were believers in a cause. And when that cause turned out to be a lie, they turned against their masters. How many times has Hunt's government betrayed him, disavowed him, cast him aside, and how long before a man like that has had enough?
That is a serious accusation. Can you prove it?
This is the phone we pulled off the dead body at the Grand Palais. I'm guessing it has all the proof you need.
Is it true Lane gassed the village of 2,000 people?
Yes.
Is it true he brought down an entire passenger plane just to kill one man?
Yes.
Is it true that...
Look, he... Hey, Walker, whatever you heard, if it makes your skin crawl, it's probably true.
Holy shit. You're the guy that caught him, aren't you? How long do you think he's going to keep that to himself?
We'll burn that bridge when we get to it.
Get the garage!
You copy? We copy, go. Change of plan, I'm blue. Need extraction. We're on our way.
Restez où vous êtes.
Quelle école?
Personne ne bouge. Montrez-moi vos mains.
Sortez. S'il vous plaît.
Montrez-moi vos mains.
Ne faites pas ça, s'il vous plaît. Vous devriez partir, s'il vous plaît. Vous devriez partir.
Zola wants a word with you. Est-ce qu'on fait d'elle? Achève là.
Blessé par balle. Mais trop passif, s'il vous plaît.
We gotta go.
Je suis désolé.
Come on.
Walker, by the way.
Was the little car your idea?
Jesus Christ! What the hell was that? Everybody out! Go, go, go!
That was Ilsa.
Shut up.
Very interesting. It's good to see you again, Ethan.
Still alive.
There's a microwave tracker in his neck.
Got it. You know what to do. Let me just assure you, this won't hurt. Enough. 90 seconds. You and your apostles think we're going to trade you for the missing plutonium. I'm here to tell you that's never going to happen.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, I wonder even. Did you ever choose not to? Did you ever stop and ask yourself who it was giving you the orders or why? Why every day the master you serve moves one step closer to ending the world?
Strange accusation coming from a terrorist.
60 seconds. Terrorists are schoolboys, desperate for attention, hoping to shape public opinion through fear. I don't care in the least what people think or feel. In my experience, they don't do either for very long.
I suppose that justifies bombing factories or bringing down civilian aircraft. Or strapping me into an explosive vest.
Consider it unfinished business, my funny little friend.
No, sir.
Almost there.
You see the end as clearly as I do, Ethan. Governments the world over are descending into madness. The syndicate was created to tear them down, brick by brick.
The syndicate was a pack of murdering cowards.
The syndicate was civilization's last hope. A chance to smash the old world order. The hope is gone now because of you and your pathetic morality. You should have killed me, Ethan. The end you always feared is coming. It's coming. And that will be in your hand. All your good intentions.
Time.
Got it.
Just full of surprises, Mark.
Your brother's plan was bad from the word go. You'd have lost all your men, and Lane would have been killed in the crossfire. I had to improvise.
Why not say that in the first place?
Because I don't trust your people, especially not your brother.
Family, what can you do? So where's Lane? Certainly not in the bottom of the sand.
I have him. He's safe. Where do I meet the courier?
Let's talk about the woman.
What?
She was with you at the palais. Sally saw her again today. She tried to kill me. She had the chance to kill you, but she didn't. Why?
River Pass. It's complicated.
Well, I'll make it more complicated for you. My price just moved up. Someone killed four of my men today. I'm assuming it was her.
I want her, Lark. And you're going to bring her to me. Otherwise, you don't meet the courier, and the plutonium goes to the highest bidder.
I'd hate for her to come between us.
She's yours. At the meeting, not before.
Go to London. Instructions will follow. I knew if I followed her, you'd show up eventually.
You okay? Yes, sir. I never...
I know you have your reasons. I know.
You need to walk away.
I can't do that.
You weren't at the Palais to kill Luke.
No.
You were there to protect him.
Yes.
And you killed him to protect me. You weren't locked to break Lane out. No, you needed him to break Lane out. Because you have to kill Lane. Who's making you do this? MI6. Why?
After we captured him in London, they tried to bring Lane home through diplomatic channels. But too many countries want their pound of flesh. A man like that, what he's seen, what he knows about British intelligence, they can't have him talking to a foreign government ever.
That's not what I'm asking. Why did they send you?
This is how I prove my loyalty. This is how I come home.
But you are out. You're free.
We are never free. I spent 2 years undercover with Lane. To them, I'm as much of a threat as he is. I kill him, or I never stop running. Now tell me where he is.
I can't help you.
I will get to him one way or another. Please don't make me go through you.
Yes.
Are you here in London?
I am.
Are you ready to meet the courier?
Yes. Where do I go?
Where would you like to meet?
Secretary.
I pray to God that it wasn't true.
Well, in his defense, sir, if Ethan hadn't intervened, a great many people would have been killed.
Yes, Dunn, I'm sure that the good people of Paris and the nation of France as a whole will take that into account. So what the hell happened?
At which point we were told to come to London and await further instructions.
And what happens now?
Now? We meet the widow in 20 minutes. She's going to take us to a courier who'll hand over our missing plutonium in exchange for Solomon Lane. We're in our scenario. Benji.
Jesus.
I'm sorry, what?
Luther and I are going to take you to the courier. Walker stays here and guards the real Lane.
Absolutely not.
Wait. Why do I have to be Lane? Benji.
Our mission, my mission, is to recover that plutonium, and I will do so at any cost, even if I have to trade Lane, the real Lane.
And I will never let him go.
When the apostles realize that you're playing games, you'll lose the plutonium again.
You let us worry about the apostles. As it stands, we have a bigger problem.
A bigger problem?
Ilsa. Ilsa? Our Ilsa. Ilsa Fast. Ilsa. How is she mixed up in all of this?
She's been ordered to kill Lane, direct from MI6.
Well, wait. So that was her in Paris? On the bike?
Yeah.
Ethan, she tried to kill us.
No, not us.
Yeah, not us.
Lane. She tried to kill Lane. She has no choice.
And she will kill me.
I'm not going to let that happen.
Ethan, how exactly are you not going to let that happen? I'm working on it.
Oh, he's working on it.
Right now, we don't have a lot of time, and we have to start getting ready for this meeting.
The meeting is a trap. The White Widow is working with the CIA. She has been since the beginning. Bargaining for immunity is her stock in trade. Capturing the plutonium and the apostles and John Locke buys her a lot of goodwill with the Americans.
But if Sloan knew the meeting was a trap, why didn't she just tell us?
Because in her mind, anybody could be John Locke, including one of us. And now her suspicions are confirmed. According to that dossier, a trail of electronic evidence connects Hunt to the theft of smallpox from the CDC. It also links him to a lengthy correspondence ending with the recruitment of Dr. Delbrook. And of course, Hunt handed over the plutonium to the apostles himself. Now, those facts, coupled with a long and incriminating history of rogue behavior, corroborate a CIA narrative that Hunt has snapped. And that his search for Lark is nothing but a cover to hide the fact that Lark
is me.
I've got to hand it to you, Ethan. Normally, when people refer to you as your own worst enemy, it's just a figure of speech.
I'm afraid Sloane's got some questions for her as well. The widow offered her up at no extra charge.
And where did Sloane get this information?
She didn't say. She did, however, grant me the opportunity to bring you in on the condition that I terminate this mission and hand over Solomon Lane personally. Sir, you can't do that.
Hunt.
No, I know Lane. And he has no intention of going back.
That's why we're taking him back.
Which means that's exactly what he wants us to do.
Ethan.
Sir, what do you think? This is a coincidence? This phone just happened upon this? Lane had it sent to her. He knew how she would react. Just like he knew the widow would turn us in. Don't you see? This, sir. This is a trap. We are being directed.
Hunt!
Sir, there are still two plutonium cores in the wind.
And you lost them!
In fairness, sir, we all lost them.
Respectfully, sir, you weren't there.
So making excuses for him is your full-time job now?
Good God, Ethan, don't make this any harder than it already is.
I can no longer protect you. Don't you understand that? This is as close as you're ever going to get to that plutonium.
So you don't actually believe this?
I believe I've been given a choice to protect you or the IMF, which is why I'm bringing you in.
And if I refuse?
What do you think he's here for? You think he's some observer? He's an assassin! Erica Sloan's number one plumber. You go rogue, he's authorized to hunt you down and kill you.
It's the job. No hard feelings.
Accept it, Ethan. You've lost this one. What's done is done.
No, sir. No.
I am not asking you. I am giving you a direct order. This mission is terminated. Now. Stickle, he's your friend. Would you please talk some sense into...
I'm sorry, sir, but you left me no choice. It's 15 minutes before we meet the widow.
You want the plutonium? We're the only ones who can get it for you. You in or out?
In.
What are you doing?
Engine needs to get ready.
No, Ethan.
There's no time, Luther. I need you to trust me.
Take your eyes off.
Their safety and mine. What I do have is an extraction team with satellite overwatch and a prearranged rendezvous. I'll know as soon as we leave the building.
No. I'm staying here. I haven't finished with Hans yet.
Why did you have to make this so fucking complicated?
I don't understand what you mean.
The deal was simple. I help you frame Hunt. You give me the plutonium. You're wasting time.
There cannot be peace without first a great suffering. The greater the suffering, the greater the peace.
When I wrote those words, I wasn't referring to your peace or Hunt's suffering. The old world order needs dismantling, and we have the tools to dismantle it. All you seem to care about is that Hunt lives to take the blame. That's not anarchy. That's revenge.
Yes, it is. And when I have what I want, the apostles are going to be the plutonium.
Hunt's the only friend you've got. You're only alive today because he didn't have the guts to kill you. Sloan was right. The IMF is Halloween. Nothing but grown men wearing.
What? Just the job. No hard feelings.
I've ruined your day, haven't I? Oh, and you were doing so well up until then. And I think this one's loaded. You want to find out?
Yeah.
So how'd I do?
I never had a doubt.
I'm beginning to see why you guys enjoy this so much.
Hats off, Mr. Secretary.
A man's natural.
Welcome to the team, Sheriff.
You're making a mistake.
No. The mistake was mine when I saved your life over Paris.
This proves nothing. I'm playing a role, just like you are, trying to recover that plutonium.
That doesn't explain why you gave Sloan the dossier and tried to frame Hunt.
Makes a good point.
Lark, he's paranoid, delusional, just like the dossier says.
So where did Sloan get the dossier from?
I have no idea.
I do.
Did you get all that, Erica?
I did. I don't appreciate being used, Walker.
Oops. Bad boy.
Where would you like him delivered?
I'll come to you.
Nobody move! Nobody move! Weapons down! Drop them! Hands in the air! Weapons down! Drop it! Weapons down right now! You!
It's okay.
You! I'm
okay.
Talking to you!
It's all right.
Put it down!
It's all right.
I thought we had a deal.
We did. And now we don't. There is too much at stake here for me to take any chances.
I'm bringing you all in.
Along with Walker.
The plutonium is still out there.
And I don't trust a living soul in that room to get it.
We'll sort out who's who in Washington.
Erica.
Sir. It's all right. Let's just do what she says.
The only real threats are in this room, and we have them.
Do you? Go.
Team is down. Send backup.
No, man down! Man down! Somebody help!
Sir.
Ethan. I tagged Walker, but he's on the run. You gotta get him.
Go.
I'm sorry, sir.
Go.
Ethan. Get that son of a bitch.
Talk to me, Benji. Where's Walker?
He's about a quarter mile west of you.
turn right.
I turn it to my right. I can't do that.
Why not?
Because I'm being followed.
What do you mean? By who?
I don't know. CIA, apostles, what difference does it make?
Okay, just get out of there and then go right.
I am terribly sorry. Excuse me.
Why is he running in circles?
Cross the street on your left as soon as you can. Ethan, did you copy? Left, go left now.
I'm working on it.
Okay, now go across the street right in front of you. And he's getting away from you. You're going to have to go faster. You're gaining on him. Go straight.
Straight! Keep going straight!
Go straight. Okay, now turn right.
Right? Now?
Yes, right.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm... No, it's left. Turn left. Sorry, I had the screen lock on. Jumping out of a... Oh, sorry, I had it in 2D. Good luck. You've almost got it. Come on, Ethan, get him. You're right on top of him. That's it. He's right in front of you. Get him. You can't do it, can you? Not until you get your plutonium.
No. He still has plans for you. You're gonna turn yourself in, and admit you're John Lark, then watch the old world implode from your dark little cell.
And if I don't,
I'm her guardian angel, Hunt. If I see you again, she dies. If you try to warn her, she dies. Know when you're beat.
These are the designs we recovered from Dr. Delbruck's lab in Berlin.
That's a 5-megaton nuclear device. That's greater than all the explosive energy released in World War II.
To disarm it, normally we'd cut the fuse wire here.
But normally?
Walker and Lane have 2 plutonium cores, meaning 2 bombs.
Yeah, and they're both linked by a microwave failsafe, which is accurate to within 1/10 of a second.
Any attempt to defuse one bomb automatically triggers the other, meaning once armed, the bombs cannot be disarmed.
The countdown is started via a remote detonator, which is also a failsafe, meaning once the countdown starts, it can't be stopped.
So the solution to this is?
We're working on it.
So technically, this is a suicide mission. What is it?
Have a seat, please. In all the years that I've known Ethan, he's only been serious about 2 women. One was his wife.
He's married?
No, he was.
Was? What happened to her?
Well, she was taken by some people who wanted to get to Ethan. It's okay, he got it back in one piece. Then he quit the game. They were happy for a while. But every time something bad happened in the world, Ethan would think, I should have been there. And she would wonder, who's watching the world while Ethan's watching me? Deep down, they both knew that someday, somehow, something truly terrible was going to happen. All because they were together. So,
where is she now?
She's a ghost. Good at it, too. Taught her myself. Every now and then, she sends up a signal to let Ethan know she's safe. And that keeps him going.
Why are you telling me this?
We're in this mess because Ethan wouldn't let me die. He's a good man. And he cares about you. More than he can admit. That's one more worry than he can handle right now. If you care about him, you should walk away.
Is everything all right?
I'm coming with you.
I know.
So how do we find him?
Microwave transponder, traceable via satellite anywhere in the world. Lane had one of these in the back of his neck. He removed it in Paris.
Same time, we put our own transponder in.
Got it.
36-hour delayed activation in case Lane's a possible scan.
So you planned on letting him go?
Not this way, but yes. He's going to lead us to plutonium.
How can you be sure?
His plan to put me in prison went to hell. Now he's going to want me there for the end.
So when does this transponder...
I got him. He's traveling east over Europe at 500 knots.
He's airborne.
Should we inform the CIA?
The CIA's been infiltrated. I don't trust anybody outside of this room. We're going to have to go it alone.
So where do we go?
How are you doing, Mitch?
If there's a way to defuse these bombs, I can't find it.
You'll figure it out. I know you will.
Damn. Ethan, we lost the signal. Lane must have found our transmitter.
What's his last position?
About 30 miles northeast.
And that's where he wants us to go. What's there?
The Nuba River Valley. There's only a medical camp there. Humanitarian aid overseas.
Why would Lane target a medical camp?
Smallpox.
What?
Smallpox. The apostles triggered a smallpox outbreak in Kashmir.
Lane must have wanted that camp there for a reason. But what?
Oh my God.
What is it?
Well, the Nuba River is at the base of the Saishan Glacier. The nuclear blast there would irradiate the largest natural irrigation system in the world. Fresh water on the border of China to India and Pakistan. They're going to starve one third of the world's population.
The greater the suffering.
The greatest peace.
I still don't understand why Lane wants a medical camp there.
That doesn't matter. All that matters now is we find a way to defuse those bombs.
I think I found it. Maybe. Look, there appears to be a flaw in the bomb's operating system. The remote detonator requires that firing key. If we remove that key, then it should short out the failsafe and allow us to cut both fuses.
So one of us needs to get the detonator and remove that key.
Yeah, but...
while the rest of us cut the fuses on both bombs. Simple.
Yeah, but...
but what?
Well, in order to make this work, we can't remove the key or cut the fuses until after the countdown starts.
Wait, just so I've got this clear. Our only chance to safely defuse both bombs is to let the countdown start.
And then remove that key.
Okay.
Both devices are now connected to the detonator. 15 minutes should give you enough time to reach minimum safe distance. My running days are over. This is where it ends for me.
Signals all over the place.
We're at a medical camp. X-ray machines, CAT scanners, radiological signatures everywhere.
It's like a needle in a haystack.
Process of elimination one at a time. Let's split up. Stay on comms.
Ethan? Is that...
Julia.
Does he know?
Hey.
This is my husband, Eric. This is...
Rob Thorne. Dr. Rob Thorne. I worked with Julia...
At Mass General. Before New York.
Oh, you're kidding. What a coincidence.
I know.
What brings you all this way?
I was in Tartuk, not far from here. And heard help is needed.
Oh, well, actually, we're just about finished here. The whole village is inoculated. But, what were you doing out in Tartuk?
Rob's on vacation.
No, I'm working. You're a long way from home.
Yeah. Thanks to our guardian angel.
Guardian?
Well, yeah, we were running a field hospital outside of Darfur when the outbreak happened here, and there comes this phone call from an anonymous donor out of the blue, and he says he's ready to underwrite the entire operation. One condition.
We run the whole thing.
Can you believe that?
I certainly can.
Yeah. Out of the blue.
Out of the blue.
It's quite a full life.
Yeah, you know, before Julia, I never traveled.
I never even left New York. Never left the hospital. 7 days a week, dusk till dawn, no vacation.
Ethan, I think I found something.
I was on fast track. She was 30 to 50, heart attack at 55. And she convinced me to let it all go. Help where it's needed most. So we've been on the go ever since, and I've never been more fulfilled.
I'm happy for you.
Well, we should get going.
Oh.
We have a lot of packing to do.
Oh, no, I'll handle that. You two should catch up.
Oh, no, I should get out of your hair.
Are you kidding? You should stick around. I'm just sorry you came all this way for nothing. Tell you what, we'll pack. And why don't we give you a ride back to Tartuk? You two can catch up in the car. Yeah?
You're very kind.
Settled. See you soon.
It was good to see you.
Take both helicopters. No one else leaves.
It's armed, but the countdown hasn't started yet.
The network signal's strong, which means the other device is close by, and the detonator. About half a K in that direction.
They're still here. Listen, you keep working on it. You two come with me.
Oh, sure. I got this. Don't worry about old Luther. The countdown has started. We have 15 minutes.
Walker has to get there.
Come on! We have to evacuate these people.
There's no time.
This whole valley's going to be incinerated in 15 minutes.
It's too late.
No. I'm gonna get the detonator.
What? How?
I'll figure it out.
Find Lane.
And find the other bomb.
What the hell is he doing?
I find it best not to look.
Thank you.
doing, Luther?
Tripwire's everywhere. I don't have enough hands.
Just make it out.
Where's Ethan?
He's gone after the detonator.
Wait, where's the detonator?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Is that what I think it is?
Luther, get her out of there.
Where's she gonna go?
What can I do?
In the kit, the pliers with the red grip.
Are you insane?
Mind your business, Benji.
This is my business. Ethan, where are you?
I'm in a helicopter going after Walker.
Oh, hold on. How did you get in the helicopter?
Well, you can fly a helicopter.
Did you say helicopter? What the hell are you doing in a helicopter?
Did you find the other bomb?
We're still looking, but finding the bomb is not going to matter unless we have the detonator.
I know. I'll get it.
If he's in another helicopter, how are you going to get it?
I'll figure it out. If you find the bomb, I'll get the detonator. I won't let you down.
Ethan, come in.
Benji, come in. Benji, Luther. Anybody?
Okay. I can do this. What do we got here? We've got airspeed. Okay, power. This is power. Payload. How do I get rid of this payload?
Strippers.
I'm a doctor, not an electrician.
Sorry. The thing with the green grip.
Got it.
The wire in my left hand.
The black one.
My left hand.
That's your left hand.
Sorry, the other wire.
The red one.
Yes, the red one in my right hand.
Just checking.
Oh, I like her.
This for me, will you?
Holy shit!
Terrain. Pull up.
Terrain.
Finding anything. I think we're looking in the wrong place.
Signatures everywhere. This is the perfect place to hide it.
That's the point. I know, Lane.
If we're looking here, it's because he wants us to. I'm heading to the village.
Just wait for me, all right? Hilster, I think I found something.
Cut this wire right here. Turn that screw counterclockwise very slowly.
So, how is he?
Oh, you know. Same old Ethan.
J.C. Lane.
What? Where?
He's in a house at the edge of the village.
All right, just wait for me, okay? Ilsa, wait for me! No. Nuclear bomb.
Benji, I found the other bomb.
Ilsa, where are you?
I'm in a house.
Come in. We're almost at the fuse. We need to find that other bomb now.
Did you just say other bomb?
Benji.
Do you read me?
I'm working on it. Ilsa, where are you?
You can't stop him. You understand? There's nothing he can do. When the clock runs out, Ethan Hunt will lose everything. And everyone he ever cared about.
Ilsa! Ilsa!
You don't want to see this.
Why won't you just die?
else you can do. Go be with your husband.
Luther.
Go. Benji, where are you?
Okay, Lisa, we're inside. Tell us what to do.
You should see the red wire attached to the motherboard.
Yeah.
You need to cut that in the green wire next to it simultaneously.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Set?
Mm-hmm.
Cut.
I told you, it can't be stopped. There's nothing you can do.
Counterclockwise.
Yep.
Remove that panel and you'll see the power and ground wires for the fuse.
Got it.
When the time comes, cut the green wire. Do not cut it yet.
Okay, we copy.
Ethan, if you can hear me, we're ready to make the cut. Ethan, come in.
Benji, how do we know if he's got the key?
He'll get it.
Yeah, but how do we know?
He'll get it done. We're out of time. We just have to hope he has it.
Okay, we're ready.
At 2 seconds, we cut.
Wait. Why two? Why not one?
You want to cut it that close?
What if the second we'll never get back?
Wait, can we make a decision on this?
All right. We'll do it on one.
Cutting on one?
Yes, one. All right, stand by.
Three, two, one. Now!
my man.
Don't try to move.
Ah,
don't move. You're pretty banged up. You know, you're a lucky man. It's a miracle that crash didn't kill you, Dr. Thorne. If your friend didn't find you an hour later, you would have died of exposure.
My friend?
Yeah. She got here not long after you left. Right in front of half the Indian army.
Can you give us a few minutes, please?
See you later, Doc.
Julia. I'm sorry.
There's no reason to be sorry.
No. I'm sorry. For everything.
Look at me. Look at me. Look at my life. I love what I do, and I never would have found this if I hadn't met you. And everything that happened, it taught me who I am. It showed me what I am capable of, and I am a survivor.
But what happened here? It was blood.
Nothing happened because you were here. And I sleep soundly at night knowing you always will. Very. I'm exactly where I should be. And so are you.
Per your request, I'm handing Solomon Lane back to MI6. Through a broker, of course. Part of our ongoing arrangement. After what happened in Paris, we prefer to keep a low profile. And that closes your friend's account with British intelligence.
The ribs. What's the ribs?
I understand now why Hunley believed in you. The world needs the IMF. We need people like you who care about the one life as much as they care about the millions. That way, I never have to.
Okay.
You've never felt better.
How close were we?
The usual.
Usual.
Please don't make me laugh.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.